In much of California, residents remain under excessive heat warnings today. An intense heat wave has sent the mercury to a record 116 degrees in Sacramento. For more, let's bring in Steve Milne, Morning Edition anchor and reporter at Capital Public Radio in California. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Scott.
How are these record temperatures affecting residents in the Sacramento area? What are you seeing?
Well, people are trying to stay cool. They're staying indoors as much as they can. I think the concern is for, you know, the unhoused community. And the city and local counties have opened cooling centers and more cooling centers than usual to keep people safe. But for the most part, yeah, people are just heeding the call to stay indoors and stay safe and stay hydrated.
And given the need for air conditioning, energy demand in California hit a record on Tuesday. Has the power grid been able to handle it?
Yeah, surprisingly, it has. I mean, last night or yesterday afternoon, there were, you know, fears that the state power agency that manages the power grid, CAISO, would have to trigger rolling blackouts. They even sent out sort of an amber alert where, you know, people got emergency alerts on their cell phones saying, hey, this is a real possibility, unless people conserve. And people heeded that call. They did conserve. And when they conserve, that means, you know, turning thermostats to 78 degrees or higher, not using the air dryer, you know, the washing machine, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay. And are they still being asked to conserve energy on this day or the next few days? You know, say, as you're describing, you try to use less during the peak hours in the evenings?
Yeah, there is a flex alert in effect today. And again, that's CAISO, the agency that manages the state's power grid, putting out an alert to people to conserve as much as they can.
Yeah. And longer term, we know that climate change is delivering more unpredictable events like this one. How well is California prepared? Its power grid, its fire management. This is really drying out a lot of areas.
Yeah, I mean, the interesting thing, too, here is that CAISO would typically, you know, when there's a California heat wave, would import electricity from nearby states. But this heat wave is, you know, throughout the West, so they can't do that because other states are dealing with the same thing. Mm. And, you know, last week, the state lawmakers ended up their legislative session. One of the last bills they approved was a controversial one approved by Governor Gavin Newsom to keep the state's last nuclear power plant, Diablo Canyon in San Luis Obispo, open. It was scheduled to close in 2025, but the governor made the case that, hey, this heat wave, we need it. We need this Diablo Canyon nuclear power plant to stay open as the state faces energy challenges from increased demand.
Yeah. And there are wildfires burning in different parts of the state, in Southern California, in Riverside County, and also up north not far from you. What's the latest there? I mean, presumably this heat is creating a lot more dry fuel.
Yeah, I mean, things are drying out. As you mentioned, the couple of fires in Southern California, you know, they've turned deadly. This weather is just challenging for firefighters because the fuels are flaring up and it's just really difficult for them. They've already got a tough job and the heat wave isn't helping.
Yeah. And before we let you go, I mean, anything else you can tell us about what you're seeing outside? Or is it really people mostly not being outside? What does it look like?
Yeah, I mean, the air is doesn't look very clear. It's kind of smoggy just from the air not moving around. You know, there's no breeze at night to kind of push the air out. So, and just not very many people outdoors. It looks like it's going to stay that way through Friday because triple digits are still in the forecast. It doesn't look like we'll see any relief until Saturday, but relief means, you know, temperatures in the low to mid 90s. So a little cooler, but still warm.
Steve Milne is Morning Edition anchor and reporter with Capital Public Radio in California. Steve, thanks for the time.
You're welcome, Scott.